The students I chose for my case study were two close friends in grade 9 at Reynolds. I met these boys in the resource room and spent over an hour working with them. As far as worldview goes, I'm a relatively educated 25-year-old person wanting to become a teacher. They are 13-year-old boys that self-admittedly hated school. When I was their age, I loved school and succeeded in the traditional ways. I read, wrote, and studied any topic that was requested of me and usually was pretty good at it. Clearly, they had little interest in doing these activities. They were working on their Socials 9 assignment, which was a self-directed question and answer booklet, where they were to retrieve the answers from their textbook. The topic was 17th century English history. When I began to work with them, they told me that they hated school, hated reading, and hated social studies. They confided that they got very little help and that it seemed to be a waste of time for them. These boys were very forthcoming to me, which I found to be quite interesting as an outsider coming in for one block. To be fair, the assignment did strike me as odd that these students were expected to complete this task with what seemed like no guidance or support. I immediately felt like I could be of assistance, guiding them to different parts of the textbook and helping them fish out relative concepts and answer the questions. However, something interesting happened when I tried to help them. They both completely shut off. Their body language changed, they stopped engaging with me personally, and they became quiet and reserved. As hard as I tried, they wanted nothing to do with the assignment, and to be honest, I couldn't blame them. Up until this point, we've been hammering the importance of personalizing education and the role of inquiry, and how we need to make education meaningful for students. And this example illustrated just why these concepts are so important. These are the kids we've been leaving behind by following our didactic, standardized, and teaching-to-test educational methods. These are the kids that do have interests and strengths that are being left behind because they don't like to read out of a textbook about things that are not important or applicable to their everyday lives. I had a shift in that moment when I realized how these kids were so engaged with different things, such as cars, video games, their families, and their pets, but when we made them do education the way we've been doing it, they completely shut off because they felt like they weren't able to do what was required. This experience also taught me the power in getting to know your students. Spending an hour with these kids, mostly just socializing and talking about different experiences we've had, they felt comfortable around me and could tell me how they felt about education. They gave me insights I would not have otherwise known without spending time to get to know them for who they are, and not a test score or a disruptive kid in class. By knowing your students, you can tailor lessons and assignments around what is appropriate for them, thus making it relevant and meaningful. By providing inappropriate work for them to do, we're ruining their relationship with education, rather than fostering inquiry and wonder like we should be aspiring to do. I felt as if in this moment I could see the system failing for these kids. This leads me to my next point of increasing social justice in the classroom. We need to be personalizing education so that we provide our students with equity, not equality. Some students may love learning about history and jotting down notes on a paper and handing it in for a grade. However, we need to recognize that this is not appropriate for some of our students and provide options for them. I asked if they were able to use the computers to access their answers, and they told me they were only allowed to use the textbook. This really shocked me, considering in our modern world, memorizing facts and dates out of a textbook is outdated. We can access information like that with a quick Google search. It seemed ridiculous to me that these kids are being denied access to technology on the basis that they just need to use a textbook instead. If a student is better able to use a computer to find the same answers that they could access in a textbook, I have to ask why that is. Why are we training kids to read out of a textbook instead of use a computer? I left this session with many more questions than I thought I would have from this experience, but it highlighted a lot of critical lessons for me to process and think about.